The Lord be with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to everyone gathered here, but also to those that are tuning in with us. We pray that today's worship service is a blessing to you. And today is a reminder each year in the month of January when you have these readings in January, there's this gentle reminder to really hone in on the gift of listening to God's word and how much of a blessing it is to just hear what God has to say to us. And so today's a day in which we're going to be reminded of that as we continue our series on the book of James. Usually, to just kind of whet our appetite for that, that's a pun here, and I'll explain that in just a moment. When we look at something, when we look at a food item, we can tell by looking at it if it's going to taste really good. Isn't that true? When that pie's out and you can taste it and it looks really good. Or the hamburger is sitting there, it looks really good, and so it tastes pretty good. Well, one of the things that's surprising when we hear about listening to God's word is that throughout the Old Testament, in the book of Psalm, and even in the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about eating God's word. Does that sound strange? Sounds like an odd thought, but what we discover is, as we read through the scriptures, in Jeremiah, he eats the word, and he experiences joy and delight. Ezekiel eats the word of God. He actually eats a scroll. It's an odd part of scripture, and it comes out tasting sweet as a honeycomb, it says. And so we're going to discover that when we hear God's word, it just fills us up and gives us joy and delight to know what God has to say to us. Just a couple of announcements before we begin our worship service. The first is that just a big thank you to the congregation in general. This week I sent out a note about serving roles that were vacant here in this month and the month ahead. And within about an hour and a half, all the positions got filled. So that was just amazing. Thank you to everyone who filled those positions. And so don't fret. All of them are covered for the weeks ahead. The second thing is that there will be an online Bible study that I'm leading in the next 6 weeks. It's going to be the Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And the focus of the study is, how do I walk with Jesus in 2025? What does Jesus have to say? What matters to Jesus in how I live my life? If you want some tips, some pointers, this week we're going to talk about persons of peace. How to really be connected to the people that are right around my life. It's a practice Jesus did, and I'm going to explain it this Wednesday at 10 a.m. If you want to be on the Zoom call, send me an email, text me, let me know, and I'll send you the link, and we'll connect on Wednesday with the others that are in the class. And let's see, I think that does it for my announcements. The other thing to share is that next weekend I will not be here, but you will. You're going to come to church, which is wonderful. We're going to be away up in Seattle for the weekend, and Pastor Dollinger is going to be here to share the message and word and lead you in worship. So if you do have a pastoral concern or a concern that needs pastoral care, seek out one of the elders at church. Dave's here. Dave, raise your hand. Oscar, Kay, trying to think, is Merv, and Merv's here too. Yep, so excellent. All right, we're going to start with a really, an amazing way to really set our theme for today and recognize the presence of God in our lives with this song sung by our choir, For the Beauty of the Earth. I invite them forward to begin our worship.